check it. Shit. Listen to the beast inside. And me. Welcome back to the Backbenchers Podcast B-Side, episode number 38.
Yes, sir.
My name is Uncle Barry.
To think I come from Mars today would be nice.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're still doing this so many names thing?
So many names,
bro. Mr. Aliases.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. It's Friday. Welcome back to the Backbenchers Podcast production. Nobody's here, it's just the two of us kicking it.
Yeah,
we've been laughing, man, off mic. So we just decided to turn the mics on and get on with the B-sides. New episodes available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Appify, wherever you get your podcast from, we're available, man. Make sure you follow us on our social, subscribe, so whenever we drop new episodes you get notified right on time. Yes, bro. So, how are you feeling right now? We're having a little tea party.
Not really that good, but that is nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah. Ombo is feeling under the weather, kidogo. But shout out to you, man, for doing this.
Yeah, sure.
BSO.
I was to get really busy today, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, yeah.
When I got disappointed, I was like, no, I'm going to come.
Yeah. You know, I was dressed up for it.
Ah, you told me.
Yeah, shout outs to one of my boys, the guy usually like give us the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Davey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were leaving, he asked me if I'm going somewhere because he liked the shirt. I was like, hey, bro, that shirt is that one looks good on you. Then we're like, hey, bro, I'm dressed up for a shoot. And then my man is calling me a teammate. It's canceled.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I wasn't even really like part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know, yeah, support.
Yeah, I was just showing up like the audience, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I love when Cardinali say that big up kwa kila mtu show mkono kuonyesha support.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's so a big fact. Up to you, man.
Man, big shouts to Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so our last episode was fire. Episode 130. What's
four?
The time? The last main episode.
Won't that
give us some power? No.
Are you sure?
No.
137. Give us some power, man.
Yo, we got feedback on the picture.
Give us some.
Yeah, guys are loving them feedbacks, bro. Guys are like, I was getting like text messages from like so many people because I uploaded that on my WhatsApp. Going back to like my last or the class conversation where I have no pictures of me on WhatsApp,
mm-hmm.
but it was like the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, I don't know, like the most random sets that we do, mm-hmm. I usually get like the most feedback or maybe like traction, I'd say, or maybe in.
Like, I don't know how.
I don't know.
But I think it's the authenticity in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think
I think
so?
That has to do with it. Because personally, I love when I'm creating something, I'd love to have a background or a backbone to it. But then when the rest just happens naturally
organically. Uh-huh.
God damn, do you know I just said R and re? Like, okay, anyways,
yeah.
That's, hey, shit, demography is crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, it is crazy, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It's also the same thing with even musicians.
Yeah.
The most of the time when just they were just hanging and the producer was just playing
a
some beat.
Yeah.
And then the nigga jumps on a mic and then they're like,
A Grammy Award track.
Yeah, just like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
He says that the first time that they met on a stool, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like so many huge, maybe like records in the past, they have some really good stories to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like even how like it starts from like even like Timbaland and Jay-Z. Like,
yeah, man.
And we even like proof. We have tape to prove this.
Yeah,
you can find these videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like even you remember there was I think the producer maybe the guy who was I can't remember his name. The pianist was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing just the keys for Steel Dre, and then Dre was like, "That's it." Then he had something to eat, Snoop had the truck.
Mm-hmm. Was it Scott? I think it was Scott.
Scott, somebody with the next name should be like an H or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. Stand corrected. Mm-hmm. And then they hit, Dr. Dre flew Jay-Z from New York to LA, and then he wrote the song, and they jumped on the mics, and they had a track. And still, Dre's really been there.
Yes.
It's still a banger if you drop it anytime in the club.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's always crazy that Jay-Z wrote that, not them.
Yeah.
That fumbled me for a while.
I know. It also shows how quality, or maybe when you're gifted in certain ways,
mm-hmm.
let's say for somebody like Dr. Dre, we know Dr. Dre is a ghost rapper.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand who a ghost rapper is, maybe somebody who don't write his raps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Drake too is a victim.
Mm-hmm.
He writes his raps, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're gifted to, you can make the tyke, the track, the instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can have this written to you, but still the execution.
You have the delivery, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you're talented.
Yeah.
You're all round, which really works for you. And look at how they build and they put out art. So
yeah, because this reminds me of someone, mm-hmm. Richie Spice.
Tell me about him.
Richie Spice. I think he has written like
only
20% of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
For real. You should do a research on him.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He's good on even, you know, just delivering it, but uh-huh. on the writing, pen work, not really as yeah. such.
Yeah.
But it just as you said, everybody has their niche.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so many people are even credited with not even writing their raps, like mm-hmm. folks like Jay-Z, Lil Wayne. I mean, there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a thought process to everyone and how they do. I think I had Kendrick one time with a conversation with Rick Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying how he comes up with his tracks.
Yeah.
Like he would write down something.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would be in a moment, like let's say you're chilling in a park and you picnic and just something comes to mind and you start jotting down.
Yeah.
And then weeks later, a day after, you're in the studio and he listens to like instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he gets something he likes
mm-hmm.
that connects with something he wrote.
You already wrote.
Yeah, it's not like he has one writing. Mm-hmm. He has like so many. It's like you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
This comes to you every time.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like, if you play this, it kind of goes with maybe something that I already have.
Mm.
Let's try this.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have like different ways of how they do things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I think one of maybe our favorite, let's say like in terms of visuals, still would be, I think it's the currently that I uploaded on my IG.
Yeah.
Is when we did like the white vest and all Gazelle Adidas.
Yeah.
That was totally the most random. When we were telling shout outs to Help this story, how random this was,
mm-hmm.
it was also fathom, like it was dumbfounded. So it really goes to show how when you're just in tune and mm-hmm. your mind is locked in,
yeah,
it's easy to create.
Yeah. I love that with the mm-hmm. between me and my boy Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn, we have that chemistry for days.
Yeah.
We'd be sitting down and just be like, yo,
mm-hmm.
yo. Like, we know what it is.
Uh-huh.
When you look at something, you know what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you tend to, like, both have, I think, more or less the same style when it comes to a lot.
Yes.
Because I also spot the difference. I you guys are my boys for days.
Mm-hmm.
So I also understand the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was buying an item,
mm-hmm.
I would easily buy an item for Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I would easily buy an item for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would easily buy an item that will glitter the both of you. I feel so.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, just go in on a personal level now with just the both of you.
Yeah. Because that comes with now where we raised.
Yeah.
You were raised in the
same Made in town. Bondo, shout out to B-O-N-D-O.
That's why it all started, really.
Yeah.
So we tend to have the same, you know, style when it comes to even music.
Yeah.
Because of people we related with back at home when we were uh-huh. growing up. Even our teachers, you know, uh-huh. schoolmates. Uh-huh. Because most of the time, you came to, when we were actually in our teenage years,
uh-huh.
we didn't know each other,
uh-huh.
but apparently we had mutual friends. you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
same when like minds, like we, I said,
yeah. So you know when we got to like campus, mm-hmm. because we got to campus, that's when we started getting tight, really.
No. Spending more time together, cause
yeah,
I understand. I want to chill with like folks mm-hmm. I'm from school with, or mm-hmm. like guys from home. It's easy to relate with, you know. We're both new in the city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know that also shifted it to another position mm-hmm. because this was now that era of, you know, knowing yourself when it comes to what are you gonna do after campus? Are you in books?
Uh-huh.
Blah blah. You know. Funny enough, we used to end up almost in the same events, you know, hang out with the same people, you, yeah. Rogi, like uh-huh. just the same squad. So yeah. I think it's been some energy.
Yeah.
But then now in tune with our childhood,
uh-huh.
it's that's why it's just...
There's a foundation straight from way
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, this is a conversation I've been meaning to have, but I wanted to have it like mostly in a music hall pod. Would be like, I have so many friendships over in time
mm-hmm.
to date
mm-hmm.
that we just kicked it off because we like the same type of music.
That's for sure.
Bro, I can that's mention sure. all my boys, mm-hmm. bro.
That's for sure. That was, you know, the
mm-hmm.
campus. I feel it started with the campus era.
I got folks straight from like high school, Form 1.
That's for sure.
I'm telling you the truth. Shout outs to Tyler.
Uh-huh.
Tyler, now he lives in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
He's a Steelers fan too.
Nice.
So we even connected. You see, we still play fantasy football for NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler has been my boy since day one, Form 1.
Crazy.
Because I joined late. Mm-hmm. Like I say, like guys joined in on Monday and I came in Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Tyler came in the next week after.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like close to each other. Yeah. So he sat next to me and you know how high school, like we were really on it.
Yeah.
So on my locker, like rapper's name written on it, like Fat Joe 50, well, you know. So
yeah, the 50 boys.
Yeah. So when he saw that, he knew that yeah, this guy likes mm-hmm, Fat
mm-hmm,
Joe,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that's how we kicked it. And he's actually even like a rapper, but
huh.
yeah, he raps for, not like his main mm-hmm. gig, but mm-hmm. he's been a rapper.
Can rap.
Yeah. Check out 411 Society. 411 Society.
I think I've the heard group. Of 411 Society.
Yeah,
I've heard of.
Yeah, so he go by the name Tyler Farnese. Shout out to you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Funny enough, mm-hmm. music is bound with people in different ways.
Yeah.
Because I also have those friends,
uh-huh.
and I also have friends that I don't even wanna, not even friends anymore.
Uh-huh.
I have people who are not even close to me anymore,
uh-huh.
that we were bound to, you know,
uh-huh.
just through music.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, I would play or someone would play that particular song uh-huh. or whatever, you know, it brings back the memory.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's I think it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some people that you might just, you know, leave you know,
yeah.
along the way.
Yeah.
But every time you hear that song, uh-huh. you still think of them.
That's a fact.
Or that moment,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Because I used to like reading. The foundation of it is in high school.
Yeah.
But then
I think that's when they really like got to like the KE market.
Yes.
And at the time, they really had a good unit and like everything was working well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I came to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time we used to just chill at Gullyside and listen to Rhythm and you know, yeah. all those.
Yeah.
So right now, mm-hmm. if I play Rhythm, mm-hmm. I don't really remember about the high school part. It's uh-huh. always more on the campus.
Like what's like the latest?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't really grasp it well uh-huh. in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe because I'm really like, I'm a huge music lover.
Mm-hmm.
Like music really has been it's been a part of me since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mean I don't think there's any equipment, like any kind of, like maybe let's say things like radio, cassette plays, record players, like we had all those.
Mm-hmm.
Like at some point, I think I made this tell this story maybe to you, maybe personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm. you still told me.
Yeah, we had like a big system where mm-hmm. like we could be get hired to folks outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if I come from a background that is huge in like music, because bro, our TV used to be off until like evening. But the music would play throughout. Radio would play throughout. Nice. And I think back in the days, radio was really huge then. Because that was like mostly the main source of entertainment.
Yeah.
That would be even live. And who wants talk and music at the same time? Yeah. And this is less talk then.
Yeah, less talk.
Yeah, this was literally like, you have a real mean, in an hour you have like at least maybe 8 minutes window of maybe talking as a radio presenter. So I think most people, if you have a background in music, it's easy for you to connect with somebody through music.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's
for but sure. There comes a case where you listen to a track and it takes you back. That really happens.
Yeah.
I was jamming, so I opened one in Ngara, like a 33-seater. So I was like the last person. And then the seat was like the second last from behind. So I'm walking in and a reggae jam is playing. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm walking.
Crazy.
I'm moving in
quite in the moment.
So that caught me, and I'm walking in there, and I'm in my moods. I'm kicking it. So I'm singing that along, just humming, but not really singing too loud. Then the guy was sitting next to, he was kind of high, and he was singing. He was jamming too, bro. He saw me, and he was like, like dump me up, like when you're walking the
my
guy.
Boy.
So this guy was like, at the end of it all, when he was alighting, because he alighted in Githurai, and he was like, hey, bro, man, mad respect. And he shook my hand. It was great. It was high. You know when folks get when they're high, they be too honest.
They get too...
Then he taps me and tells me, man, hey, you're a real one, bro. You like music. Then he tells me, like, you know, music brings people together. That's and he was, sure. like, really telling the truth, because it was all reggae jams, and they're coming back to back. And I was just in my vibes, and we are both singing along the entire time. So it's Lucky Dube, like blah, blah, blah. So he was like, shook my hand. And, and that was a moment.
Wow, that's crazy. Quite what Bob Marley was trying to teach, you know, with the unity and love through music. It's quite honest with love, because you can't fake it.
You can't.
You can't really just
feel it. If you don't feel it, bro, you don't feel it.
You don't feel it. That's but if it's good, even if you don't feel it,
you know
you're going to see it as feeling it, and you will just start jamming.
Yeah, it kind of moves people that way.
Yeah, because when you see someone, even singing back to a jam, and then you don't know that jam, trust me, you're already getting intrigued. You want to know, how is he grasping those words?
Yeah.
You mean that's what this guy is saying in this song the whole time?
The whole time, bro.
Because
he's just talking how I'm going to knock their pussy.
Yeah. Because
it's a vibe.
Yeah. There's a big community, or rather a large number of people, that really don't know what a song talks about. They just listen to the beats.
Oh, bro.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is not bad, too. Mm-hmm. That's maybe just their way. But if they could really listen to the message, to be different.
I know very few people do. Yeah. And I know I'm one of those people who do. Because I love my music, bro.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I love my music. I even pay for my music. I've been paying for my music since campus. Like, the first day I bought my first iPhone, I've been on Apple Music the entire time until, like, the last 2 months.
Crazy.
And it's been hectic. And like yesterday you were here and a Spotify ad was ran, and you're like, bro, so you have to be just patient for the ads. And I was like, yes, what option do I have?
You gotta pay just as he used to pay for the other one.
I feel like I just want to go back to my library. I feel like everything I have is on there. Like, you know how you create these like small stations? Like, I have you know, with BBC One Extra is on there. Like, I feel like Apple Music kind of... Because when before, it's tough for Spotify to have me, because all my podcasts, I listen also on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So I was used to this balance where I only have my music here and have my pod here. But now Spotify has that convenience of giving you both, which is tough because I already subscribe and there's like play. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm too attached.
just so touched.
Yeah. That's but I also wanted to give credit to like folks like DJs. I know for a musician, yes, you can move a crowd, but it's tough to move every crowd. But for a DJ, regardless of any DJ, DJs can really move crowds.
That's for sure.
So there's really like power into like music. And
yeah. Yeah, there is.
True.
every angle.
Yeah.
Just gotta put a good message in there.
Do you ever go to, what do we call it, like Genius and maybe like be looking at lyrics? And
I did back then, but ever since I had my Spotify, I just, you know.
Or look at the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think they partnered with Music Match. You remember back in the days there used to be an app called Music Match, it was just an app that would show you lyrics of the song playing. So you were like Shazamming, and then the lyrics would show. But this was back in the days before
Shazam.
Spotify.
Before
So right now it's they work with them.
Yeah, they're in partnership. Even for Shazam, if you Shazam a track, it can take you. You have the options to like go straight to your Apple Music.
Yeah, because they were the first people to ever come up with that idea.
Yeah,
Music Match. But that I know.
I think these folks just sat in a boardroom and saw where the competition was, and it was like a matter of like you gotta join them.
That's for sure.
Buy them out or join them.
Yeah. You have to join them. Because, you know, there was also, there is till now, also a story with the piracy.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that they could beat piracy is to go online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because with tapes, everyone could dub a tape.
But even with the online, you can still download it on some bootleg site.
But there are few bootleg sites right now.
Another reason why I really got hooked on Apple Music was because I remember when I used my Windows before, I got an iPhone. I used to, I had a Samsung then. I used to download my music on some bootleg site. Not to BD. There was some bootleg, I think Nimrod remembers it. There was some place where we used to wait for those albums to drop, then bam, link. Then you have to download track by track. Then they like, if you all downloaded, you can now play them from your, is it Google Play Music?
This just to have some regular app for music.
I think it's called Google Music.
Yeah.
And then something that would happen is, when I go to like Apple Music, I would get like the whole album plus interludes and maybe a track that I didn't get from this. So that really got me like attached to, because I also gave them like a stamp of authority there. They're like, okay, yes, you guys are giving me full credits, like a whole description of the album. So there's more understanding, there's more understanding and enjoyment when it comes to the experience now.
Yeah, that's
sure. Because they give you the lyrics, of course. They give you the description. They give you all the content of the album. If there's a side B, they give you that. Yeah, but if you go on a bootleg site, you might not get the whole album and think you listen to it.
But I love that there's a time that I got one of those.
Oh, shit. Go ahead. Sorry.
Bootleg sites that had the whole album, bro. I used to love it. I was just like, oh man, fuck y'all, but I'm always listening to the latest albums, not even one, two music.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, you'd be in a room, play some crazy banner jam that everyone doesn't know about. And why don't they know, boy? People don't know about albums yet. People don't know that you can download a whole fucking album.
Yeah, because guys used to just listen to the hits.
Exactly. Yeah. Or or the visuals.
Yeah.
The latest visual.
Yeah.
To the project. Yeah. You know.
Because that's what I'm telling you. That's because all the DSPs that distribute music, they gave really people some convenience. Because, like you say, there has to be the heads, the music heads like us, who are going to look for the old album if it dropped. And then the people who they'll just depend on what the radio is going to give them.
Or the TV is showing.
Exactly, because as an artist, if I drop an album, I have to shoot 1, 2, 3, 4 videos.
Actually, back in the days, shooting a video was key. You had to shoot a video.
It's still key. Guys, the guys are words for it.
No, not as such nowadays. You leave TikTok just to do the thing.
I feel like
you
tuned out of it. Because for me, I sometimes I go back to like old videos and see shit I missed. I'm like, damn. How the fuck did I not concentrate? So that usually whenever video drops, because I think also it came whenever when we started doing the podcast.
Oh yeah.
I always want to like give my full opinion and have the whole content of it.
Oh.
I don't want to come and misquote myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a video out, I want to look at the whole video.
Because
if I'm asked something about the video, I consume the video, something like that too. Then just the creativity aspect of it too.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know when it comes to videos, guys like to maybe like redo some of the stuff that had been done back in the day.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so you always want to maybe like spot something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The reason why I cast earlier, my bad, was I realized like we were 24 minutes in. And I
didn't,
and I had something I want to talk about in the same job where I was vibing with some
guy.
Yeah, some guy.
The high dude.
The high dude. And he actually accused somebody of being high. And he was
higher
like,
than him.
Yeah! And then he kept involving me in conversations like, he wanted us to like keep an eye on this guy. Like, let's just watch how he's moving. So I think he was just having a moment with me, like one of those like.
But that was a nice, for me, in my analogy, that was just some nice reverse psychology that he was trying.
True. I'm not late.
Yeah.
I have this all together. Yeah.
So, check on this, the guy. He might be late.
Because that guy was straightforward. I was like, I was just getting along.
Exactly.
But
so, you know, when you're going to keep your eye on this guy, you're going to leave the leverage of him just to pocket your... You're not having the attention on him anymore.
Yeah. Nairobi, you got to stay alert, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm always super sensitive
to
anything.
I don't know. You have never been to your place. You're a stranger. It's always like that for me. Like,
you got to be, bro.
I don't care how good looking you are, how sharp you look, bro. These motherfuckers in suits, they be playing some shady shit.
Those are the ones.
A guy walked in. Like, you see how usually you have like on the public service vehicles, you would get like a pastor. They wait for the job to
I hate those dudes.
Yeah,
I know that. Yeah. The one of the Lord gotta move, but
they wait for every passenger to get on board, then they hop in immediately before he takes off. Then they're like, they start like giving the word. And of course it's a thing, if the word is given unto you, you have to
receive it.
Pause. You gotta receive it. Pause. You have to maybe like give some kind of offering.
You have to be generous.
Yeah, even in the church, like, the pastor gotta eat, bro. So this guy walks in and he has like a printed photo of somebody who looks not in a good condition. But this guy kept me engaged, so I wasn't also paying attention to him. But his story, like, he was just definitely was looking for help, but he looked fishy to me. And when he got next to me, this guy was also reeking of alcohol. And I was like, guys, even sending him in person, I'm like, okay, it's fine to give. Yes, okay, this story might be true, but sometimes I hate to be the devil's advocate even in this. But sometimes I just...
There's nothing with the demon.
Even choose to not pay attention, because half of the time, they're genuine or not genuine. Most of the time in Nairobi. So I usually like to maybe stretch my hands to somebody who is selling stuff.
Me too.
Than handouts.
Yes.
Because
I also prefer it that way.
Yeah.
I prefer it that way because just as you've said, and it is sad that the percentage of lies in it outweighs the
truth. Exactly.
The truth is just like 5%, bro.
Yeah.
We've seen it all. We've seen people being brought by lorries just to do the work. People collect that money. They take him back.
Yeah.
So why? I know. I know it's... Someone might think this guy is just so insane. No. I just have to choose right.
Yeah.
I just have to choose right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like if you're in the right state of mind and you have your four limbs, and I think you need
to work
your ass out. There's no way around it. Like, there's no way around it.
I felt you also going to say it, so... I was there, so I thought, let me just laugh. There's no way out.
I feel like... let's give help to people who need help.
Yes.
Like, I was sure. Damn, I hope she ain't listening. I hope she ain't listening. I hope she ain't tuned in. So one of my friends, like, took a trip. I don't know where. Everything remains anonymous. And there was, like, some sort of... I even showed you the video. There was this... there was, like, a river that you need to cross. There's no bridge. There's a river. So there's, like, one of these big, huge water pumps, steel.
Yeah.
Go. You have to maybe, like, turn and maneuver that. Yeah. And the water is, of course, dirty. And she's looking fly, of course.
She is. Kinda.
So that's option one. Then there's option two. She has to maybe... go down like a valley, something like, I think it was like more than 6 feet deep. Then have to climb up on the other side. And she had good looking sneakers, like I said, shorty is fly.
But they were meant for hiking and down there. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. Option three is walk 20 minutes and get to the other side. And your reaction was like, damn, that's like, she had options. And my reaction was like, Michael, I'm concerned. These people need a bridge here.
That's for sure.
And because whenever I see laugh emojis, you're expressing
a funny situation to you.
But in the end of it all, the folks who are living around this place need a bridge. So if you're not contributing, oh damn, I don't want to put it like that.
But anyways, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think I'm talking about my reactions. Yeah.
I think it's just as we said. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, for really, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because if the situation needs help, and you go around social media laughing about it, you know, then I think you don't understand what's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it is just what it is.
Yeah.
They need a bridge.
Yeah.
They don't need options.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
We need to get to the other side safe.
Rain
or sunshine.
God damn, I don't want to add on it.
I don't want to add on it because this is somebody we both know and we hope she didn't tune into this one.
Yeah, I don't want to add on
it. Too much details.
I don't want to add on
it. But sometimes I feel like let's be right, let's be wrong, let's learn.
Yeah.
Because I tweeted this days ago. Everybody learns.
Let's learn, my niggas. Especially not just learning.
Yeah.
And also unlearn. Just some stupid shit going on the internet that you really need to unlearn. Like things like putting in AI, a voiceover like, I went to Dubai. Unlearn from that shit.
We out of here.